This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. There is currently an exhibition of mixed media installations called Pusaka, Embracing Our Heritage for the Future, that is happening at the Bank Negara Malaysia Museum and Art Gallery. The show, which is on until the 18th of September, features installations by 12 Malaysian artists that all explore the idea of a Malaysian heritage. Joining me today to tell us more are the museum's Deputy Director, Noreen Zulkipli, Guest Curator, Associate Professor Ramlan Abdullah, and artist Bibi Chu. How are you all doing today?
Good, thank you.
So the title of the exhibition is Pusaka, Embracing Our Heritage for the Future. So what does this title actually refer to?
Actually, in this exhibition, we are killing two birds with one stone. We are highlighting two main elements, which is the installation arts, the genre itself, and also we're also talking about the heritage. So it is actually a non-conventional way, visual representation, way of presenting a conventional theme, which is the heritage, which a familiar topic to everyone. So ultimately, our objective is to enhance awareness, understanding and appreciation towards installation art and the artists, to instill nationalism through the heritage stories, as well as to incite the creativity and innovation qualities, through the projection of socioeconomic development.
And Ramlan, you're the guest curator, of course.
Yeah.
Those words are interesting for me. Embracing heritage for our future.
Right.
What does that actually mean to you?
That's the thing that I thought of in the beginning when they invite me to curate the show. I was thinking about the importance of history, the importance of tradition, the importance of whatever that we have now, socially or economically, things like that. So I think the best open topic is heritage for future heritage. That means whatever we are doing now, it is a reflection of whatever we own, then for the projection of the future. So I think the artist is like always doing that. And a good artist or good intellectual will do that.
And when you use the word heritage in the title, what kind of heritage are we actually talking about?
Heritage means a lot of things. History is one of them. Social, the way we live, and also the environment that we live in, things like that. So it could be something that they can manifest through art, which is going to be very interesting and exciting when they are focused into installation art. So that's what the main question was, embracing the installation art.
And it's interesting because it's actually the first time that Bank Negara Museum and Gallery are doing installations, not just the first focusing completely on installation, but the first time that there has ever been an installation, that installations have ever been shown there.
Correct.
Yeah.
What prompted you guys to want to take that on, Noreen?
Okay. The idea came about in 2015, and we had been working on it ever since. And when it comes to selecting the exhibition to organize, of course, there we are confined within some criteria. And first, it has to fit with our mandate. In this case, art. You know, we always believe that art is the projection of the socioeconomic development. So yes, it is. And the second criteria is the commercial value, the rarity, the exposure of that particular subject and the audience appeal and interest. So we feel that the current interest is always been other industries talking about innovation. So installation art is also innovation in the art industry. So we feel that this could be a good subject. It's a high time for us to highlight installation art.
But installation art can also be challenging, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
it is very.
And you mentioned commercial installation art isn't always easy to sell.
Correct.
It isn't always easy to position.
True.
And also for an audience, it can be more complicated to perhaps understand.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a concern?
Yes. That's why we decided on the theme heritage, because it is a conventional topic that everyone talking about every day. But what's so special about this exhibition is we are looking at heritage in a broader context. It means that we are not only highlighting the common touristy heritage icons like traditional clothes, traditional foods. We go, if you look at each artwork, it actually projects different perception, different interpretation of heritage from each individual artist.
Mm.
Yeah.
And how did Ramlan come on board as a curator? As guest curator, rather.
Well, they invite me. So maybe with my whatever involvement before, things like that. And I did my master before, 30 years ago. It's about how to project an installation work through sculpture.
Mm.
So that was the thing that I think they look into. BNM has invited me, and I was like, wow, this is a big challenge to me, you know, to create it and to organize it and also to have a thought and share the thoughts with the curatorial team. Mm. And they are wonderful people in BNM that can support me in terms of nurturing the idea.
And Bibi, this is the first time that your work is being shown in BNM.
Yes.
You're one of 12 Malaysian artists,
yes,
that are being shown. What is it like?
Well, when I first got invited, and someone from the curator from the BNM contacted me, I got very excited and also start to think it's quite surreal because, you know, BNM has been doing something that is more conventional. And I think this is how good, this is a breakthrough that, you know, they're going to touch on. And so especially looking at heritage, to me, that is a very important and fundamental issue that we can broaden it.
Yeah.
And it's very educational for me because myself is also an educator. So I thought that this is a good perspective and good ground that we're going to introduce, you know, heritage via installation art, and is on the educational purposes.
Mm. And what work are you showing?
In this show, I combine two my previous installation work. One is Homemade, and another one is titled Itu Malaysia. So actually, the both body of works, they have the connection. I produced Homemade in 2007 and 2008. And after that, I took a break because, for other commitments. And 2015, I came back again to produce the series. And for Homemade, it's actually it's a hand-dyed coffee strainer. And I stitched them into the figure light, you know, structure, you know, been standing, actually seven of them. And the next body of work is the Itu Malaysia, and is the headgear. It's using the same material, is the, penapis, you know, the coffee strainer.
Filters?
The filter, yeah. yes. And so I, in fact, I dyed each of them, and then with a different colored, out of the coffee, actually is a real, genuine Malaysian, you know, coffee powder. And I dyed them, each of them. And for this Itu Malaysia, is actually I constructed six headgear-like interactive so-called wearable, you know, installation that in fact the viewer, they are allowed to wear it and then to interact with the work. So the body just grow, the whole work just grow from standstill installation and then to more interactive. And so I think it's good to combine the whole two body of works together. And so I named them as Itu homemade Malaysia.
And I mean, obviously, on a, even just a surface level, the idea of coffee immediately connects with heritage in Malaysia. I do want to come back and talk a little deeper about how you engage with the themes. But Ramlan, you know, who are some of the other artists that are being featured?
Zulkifli Yusof, the most senior artist in the country. He I think, very consistent and very, very normal, no? Like doing installation work in projecting ideas. He also, interesting about all these artists is that they are doing, they are depending on a lot of medium and material. So space is one of them, surface is another one, and then sound, digital images. So IR 4.0 is like is applicable to the work, things like that. So other artists was Shamiza Abu Hassan, and then Paiman, Azizan Paiman, Haris Abadi, Umi Baizura. So 13 of them actually, 13
12,
artists,
I thought?
12 work.
Ah, 13 artists, 12 works, yes.
There's one work which is a combination of Din Said and Nur Hayati Mokhtar. So a lot of medium, like I said, digital is one of the most exciting one. Space is another one. Lisa Fu, the architects, also produce a very interesting mobile work using local material, indigenous material, like bamboo.
This was WOW, right?
The WOW.
Yeah.
So they really utilize the space. It was very challenging to put them in one space with 12 work, major work. So some of the work are winning pieces, actually, or what do you call that? Authorized work that been shown overseas. So very interesting that we have the work in the show.
How were these particular artists and these specific works selected for the exhibition?
It was a very challenging process. We have a curatorial team from BNM. So I sit down and look into the history, look into the document. Some of them went into the studio, things like that. But of course, we come up with a list of artists in the country based on how consistent and how sustainable is the work. So we were able to go from history, like maybe more than 50 years ago, who are the people who really mooted the idea of installation and very consistent in the country. So that was the process. Then we look into the availability of the work and the availability of the artists to come and participate and commit and have their work shown.
Well, we do need to take a break. But when we come back, I would like to hear more about exactly what the works are that we'll be seeing in the exhibition. I'm speaking to Bank Negara Malaysia Museum and Art Gallery's Deputy Director, Noreen Zulkifli, Guest Curator, Associate Professor Ramlan Abdullah, and artist Bibi Chu about their exhibition called Pusaka. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to Bank Negara Malaysia Museum and Art Gallery's Deputy Director, Noreen Zulkifli, as well as Guest Curator, Associate Professor Ramlan Abdullah, and artist Bibi Chu about their exhibition called Pusaka, which is on until the 18th of September at the BNM Museum and Art Gallery. So before the break, Ramlan, you were telling us a little bit about the artists that are being shown at this particular exhibition. But maybe you could tell us about the works themselves. What will we see when we are there as visitors?
Yeah, we begin with Bibi Chu, you know. Very interesting work that she put on show. The aroma of smell, the smell of the coffee, and the utilization of the space, you know, and the material use, very mundane material. It's like a common kitchen material that she tried to, you know, incorporate in the work. So the statement was very clear and you know, and very interesting to discuss and to, you know, to make it like a statement of not recognizing people as we look at them. We sometimes doesn't know what and how they behave, things like that. So that's the very interesting question that she posed in the work.
Mm. At this point, actually, Bibi, I'd like you to jump in and maybe talk a little bit about how that work, to you personally, connects to this theme of heritage and this theme of Pusaka.
Okay, because my practice itself, I always look at the things that we take for granted. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, this coffee filter. And it's such a very, you know, common things that, you know, when you go to the traditional coffee house that you see that they still using it to filter, you know, the coffee. And so it's actually I came across with this idea of, you know, about taste, about what people, you know, we all embrace our own taste and because of the different kind of the upbringing and also environment factor. And so I question, you know, why is that, you know, everybody have a different taste? You know, what make us, what shape us? And that is the question that draw me to find and to search for more and how to transform this so-called ordinary into extraordinary. And to go through the process of dyeing of each individual coffee, you know, strainer, it takes time. It just is exactly like what we are doing in our culture. It takes time to, you know, to see the result of what we are, you know. So I thought I need that time contemplating and then to stitch them together after I dyed them, and then I start to stitch them together to form, you know, the shape and structure. And in a way that I also, you know, would like to introduce to the public, when public come in and then they will also question and ask or what make them, you know, how, what, why are they, you know, shaped today? And when they got a chance to wear the headgear, and I call that headgear, but it's actually, it's up to them to interpret. It's very open, you know, and that the viewer are participatory. They actually allowed to, you know, to express what they think about the work itself. And I think it's a kind of reflection that, you know, think about, you know, what this thing connect to us and how this thing will help us to think about the future. Mm. So I'm thinking about, you know, all these relationship, about, you know, how heritage relate to us and what are the roots that you are actually standing on and how to, you know, think about it and then for the next generation. Mm.
Yes. So if I may add, I love to see installation art as a multi-sensory art, because especially for this Pusaka exhibition, it involves all senses, visual, auditory, taste, I mean, as tactile, smell, not just at Bibi's work. We also have kimchi work where visitors are encouraged to play.
And this is the badminton.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And never before we allowed visitors to touch an artwork. So this is very special for us. Yeah.
Actually, it's interesting, right? Because in many ways, the B&M Museum has a different vibe from more edgy kind of galleries. So even though these kinds of approaches are perhaps more common in other spaces, that it's almost like a I suppose it's something that's new and perhaps a different way of interacting with your particular institution.
Correct.
Why was that a direction you decided to take?
Because our role in, I mean, the museum, the Bank Negara Malaysia Museum and Art Gallery role in art industry is a bit different compared to other art galleries, because art in our organization doesn't come alone independently. It comes in a package with other main elements, which is finance and economic related matters.
Sure.
So For other things, for other areas, it has always been interactive. So, that was the idea because in other galleries, you know, people can touch, people can play, people can scroll, things like that. So we want to inject this kind of element in this exhibition. It's something new. And also, you know, we want people to feel free to experience. Mm. So in that way, we think that it's more engaging. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Ramlan, we sort of segued a little bit, but please tell us more about some of the other works that we will be seeing.
We have a very interesting work by Shamira Abu Hassan. It started with the issue of history, you know, the topic of history. She tried to expose or revisit the history of Hang Nadim.
The Todak.
In Singapore, you know, the story was very interesting. The story is about a boy, a genius boy, which is happened to be living in the same kingdom of this ruler. So talking about real leadership and a young boy, very clever, and then happened that ended a very sad story. But the most important thing is the work itself, right? The work itself, choosing the symbol, the right symbol to represent, which is the chair to represent the boy and also the ruler. So it was created in a such way, looks very interesting in a space. So with hundreds of ikan toda, the fish itself. So actually the construction of the symbol or the form itself was simplified, actually. So this technology of simplification, I think, is very important towards the artists, how they come up with interesting and intellectual based on their skill. Like I said, this is not a skill kind of exhibition, but it is more than that. It's go beyond, beyond technicality, beyond emotion, things like that, and also intellectuality that they try to project in each work. So Shamira Abu Hassan, it looks like she tried to do a lot of things, including the digital devices, you know, the digital mode, things like that. Mm. So other work was Umi by Zura, very interesting, skillful in terms of using clay as a basic material, and she composed it, and she constructed and fire the clay, things like that, and it becomes very playful and interactive, like a house that been acquiring all this artwork and put it in a space. So we feel a bit at home because of the freestanding, gigantic freestanding light. So this is another work that I think very archival, very collectible, in a way, because I was looking at this 12th work. Actually, we finally locked with this 12th work, and we start to see every angle, archival, collectible, saleable or not, you know, things like is it interesting projection? Is it doing the heritage for the heritage, for the future heritage? What is the future heritage and what is the heritage thing? So heritage means traditional, local environment, like tradition, things like that. And also it encompass the social, economic and politics of the country.
Mm. So one of the exhibitions that I found quite interesting was Azizan Paiman's Menjejaki Kembali Kisah-Kisah Ekonomi Negara.
Right,
it's interesting because the way it's being displayed in itself is making a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about the story behind that exhibition? So from an audience point of view, I guess it's sort of a almost a schoolroom, classroom setting with the traditional wooden desks. Mm-hmm. And then there's a teacher's table, and then there are paintings that have been covered up. What was the idea behind it?
Mm-hmm.
The concept of Azizan Paiman's work is actually a process of learning. Learning about the nation economic progress, development. So what's on the table is are engravings on the important events or important people that
related to the economic
development. Mm. Yes. So what's on the wall? What's on the wall is actually is the future. Is the future that is looking back to what happened. In the olden days. I mean, during the developments of economic for the nation. So in that, Azizan Paiman is trying to be very abstract, allowing the visitors to explore what's going to happen in the future with all is what's happening already happening in the past. So that is the concept. Actually, is the classroom resembles process of learning. Mm-hmm. For the artists and also for the audience. Mm-hmm.
But what I thought was that the reason the paintings on the wall were covered mm-hmm. was that there were some sensitivities involved. Is that what it is?
Yes. Mm. But to answer that, I would prefer to go back to our role. As I mentioned earlier, we have been always working towards providing a neutral, informal educational platform to the public. And in doing so, we are guided by some criteria which help us, not to deviate from what we mandated for. So with this and our mutual agreement with the artists, and we come up with, the artworks are through a mutual agreement by both parties, the artist and also us, the organizer.
Right. So yes. This was Azizan's sort of way to both show the work and also reflect on
Correct.
Perhaps the structures that
Right.
they are being shown in.
Yes.
Okay. And Bibi, you know, it's interesting for me. I always ask this question to the artists who do group shows. Mm. How do you view your work, or how does the way you view your work sort of change or evolve when you see it within the context of the other works that are being shown?
I think first of all is the how to utilize the space. So to me, each individual installation has their own sound. So they should be given the space. So when it comes to the installation, I think spacing is one of the challenge. I think even though to the curator, I think it's a challenge as well. So I think it's about, how we see the relationship from this work to the other mm-hmm. work. And also if we do encounter certain, issue that we need to, adjust, and we will negotiate it. I think for the whole show itself, I think it's well curated, and the spacing is organized.
Distributed.
Yes, mm-hmm. distributed, and so that every artist's installation has their own, space for their own language. Mm-hmm. So to me, I think that is the one of the challenge we face when we come to the group exhibition, especially in the installation work. And I'm glad that to see each of the installation work actually they speak out themselves and they have their own sharing. So everybody is not dominant who's. So everybody has their own, saying. And but most important is everybody, trying to portray what they see heritage and how this heritage can be, grow and derive and then can sustain in the future. Yeah. And so I think that is the main challenge is about space. And of course, when it comes to the install the work, and then we have to concern about, what are the do and don'ts. I think this is a very important. Mm-hmm. And when I wanted to use the coffee powder, I have to concern whether the floor, mm-hmm. is okay to use or not. And I need to cover it up, so that because I have to respect the space as well. I respect the material, I respect the space. And so that, so it's a mutual understanding, and I think each artist they have to take this, and because it need all parties to agree, all the elements, so that then our main aim is to to portray a good work and then to share with the public. And I think that is the thing that we need to, being an artist, that we always have these give and takes, and also the flexibility that how to negotiate, whatever, when we come to compromise everything. Yeah.
What are some of the different themes that the artists have chosen to depict in the show?
One of them, besides history, was the economy, sense of topic. And the other one was sports, and also nature is for some of them. Digital, or I call it IR 4.0, Industrial Revolution. Interesting to see also a lot of them are going back to their childhood experience. This is another element, experience. And then some of them are empathy towards what's lost, like Din Said and Nohayati Mokhtar.
I think theirs was a video installation of Terengganu.
Of Terengganu.
Yeah. The sea and that rural lifestyle.
Yeah, locality, things like very, you feel like at home, but the old folk is still there, but the changes of the landscape, as we know, our environment is like changing, and for development, of course. So these are important issues that we can ponder, like going back and forth, and going back and looking at the projection. And some of the artists are giving a lot of imagination for the audience to come and engage with the work. So that's the thing that I think make the show is interesting, because it gives us the imagination as far as the audience come to mingle or come to visit the work. So I think beside that, participatory is another element. Normally, we go to an art show, we just use our eyes, things like that. We see and look and observe. But this one is participatory. They get engagement. They can play. They can sit down. They can move around. They can listen to the sound. They are also smelling something, out of the show. So it was very interesting. Yes. The coffee was very interesting. I should thank BBQ because of bringing the coffee. And I have substance that I can talk about when it comes to the coffee. Coffee bring us together, I said.
Exactly.
We tend to discuss, we tend to mellow down our ego, things like that, when come to talking about the work, So it was a very interesting situation. And I think I should also say thank you to BNM that wanting to do this brief exhibition, because not every gallery wanted to deal with all this complicated and also demand from artists. So like Bibi said, win-win situation was very important. So I think this is the thing that we are confronting with. Not only dealing with the work, but dealing with the personality, dealing with the ambition, dealing with the imagination, the fantasy,
Yes.
Like sometimes I feel that their imagination is like my nightmare. But again, it was very challenging. It was very enjoyable to do this kind of work.
Especially when come to the installing the art, because from visual, from previous exhibition, other site, other space, and we know how's the work like, but when come to the physical space in the BNM, that is a different thing. And so when we come to that, then I think what I respect about all the artists, they have that kind of the flexibility, and then they can adjust accordingly.
Yes. That's smart. Very smart.
They improvise.
Yes.
That's one work that I want to mention is Haris Abadi. He bring in art about art.
Heritage.
So art, something very historical. very iconic. He was mentioning about Datuk Syed Ahmad Jamal as a person who really become icon of Malaysian abstract art. So he was wanting to do that, and he bring that into his own art. So in a, of course, in a digital way of projecting the work.
So he sees Syed Ahmad Jamal as heritage. So yeah, that's very interesting.
So before we wrap up, I'm curious to know, what do you think that this particular exhibition, the works that are in this exhibition, what do they say about Malaysian contemporary art in general?
For me, installation art actually is overwhelmed with innovation, is of innovation qualities. So that is one of, I mean, the thing that we could summarize about installation art. Three things is multidimensional, is multisensory, as I said before, and it's also multi-perspective. It comes with multi-perspective, yeah.
Anything to add?
To me, the work, I think, is searching for Malaysian identity, Malaysian, and also how to be Malaysian, and bringing in story of Malaysian, who you are as a Malaysian, what is your background, what are the indigenous material that you can utilize in your work. So intellectual and smart organizational of the mind is what I think the show is all about.
And that we can all get together over coffee.
Yes, coffee. And not forget Itu Homemade Malaysia.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining
me
today.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to Bank Negara Malaysia Museum and Art Gallery's Deputy Director, Noreen Zulkipli, Guest Curator, Associate Professor Ramlan Abdullah, and artist Bibi Chu about their exhibition called Pusaka, Embracing Our Heritage for the Future. It's an exhibition of mixed media installations and is on until the 18th of September. For more information, you can visit museum.bnm.gov.my/pusaka. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcast on bfm.my, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.